Measles cases in the U.S. have skyrocketed to the highest level in over three decades. According to the CDC, the number of recorded measles cases this year has topped 2,000 for the first time in more than 30 years. The measles cases were confirmed across 44 states. Here in Washington, there were 12 confirmed measles cases in 2025. Earlier this month, the contagious virus was detected at two major airports during peak holiday travel: Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey and at Boston Logan Airport. The measles spike is being attributed to a drop in national vaccination rates. Not just measles on the rise. New data from the CDC shows flu cases continuing to spike across the country, driven by a new variant called superflu. As Steve Harrigan shows us, the uptick in infections comes as vaccination rates remain low.
Health officials across the country are scrambling to contain a new surge of respiratory illnesses. And while COVID and RSV are on the radar, this year, a new variant, nicknamed superflu, is causing the most infections.
It just so happens that this subclade K variant that we're seeing really does seem to spread very efficiently. It's just part of its genetic makeup.
You can see here on the CDC's latest flu tracker, most of the country is experiencing high activity. So far this season, we've seen at least 7.5 million cases, 81,000 hospitalizations, and more than 3,000 deaths. Experts say the virus is affecting children more severely. And that trend is expected to continue as people return from holiday travel.
If you go to the urgent care clinics or doctor's offices or even emergency rooms, they're flooded now with a lot of flu patients.
Another big driver, vaccine hesitancy. Only 42% of adults have gotten the flu shot this year. Doctors say while the new variant is not a perfect match for the vaccine, recent analysis from the UK finds the shot offers at least partial protection.